welcome back to the show. You're tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct. I'm Stu Daniels, filling in for Matt this week. Thank you for tuning in. Feel free to join us on the phone at 844-967-2789. We've been discussing a few different topics this morning. Most recently, how important it is to get involved in your state party. In this case, the state Democratic Party, Democratic Party of Wisconsin. I've been going over an op-ed piece that appeared last week in the New Republic from our state party chairman, Ben Wickler. And I'll get back to where we left off right after we take some phone calls, see what people have to say. Let's go to Robert in West Allis. Robert, how are you today, and what do you have to say?
Good morning. Obviously, it's important to get involved with the Democratic Party. The topic I wanted to talk about is Ukraine. And really, my frustration with the media and the lack of critical reporting, I see in two areas where there's a large gap. One is, you know, Tony Blinken is running our foreign policy, but there's really not been a lot of scrutiny of his record. We go back as early as 1987. He's calling for the United States to be weak in its approach to how it handled the Russian-Siberian pipeline crisis. And in effect, what that did was that made Europe more dependent on Russia for energy. Blinken also advocated for the invasion of Iraq in 2003, even though there's a lot of information available at the time that said the WMDs weren't there. You know, you look at, you know, they're critical of the Trump administration and Pompeo's policies, yet they followed them when they took over. And I really didn't understand when we left Afghanistan why they'd give up Bagram Air Base. It seemed like it was a strategic asset, and it was a strategic mistake to give it up. I mean, we still have a base in Cuba, and we're not occupying the country. That base was kind of keeping Russia and China, to some extent, in check, you know, with their expansion plans into Taiwan. Now, the other thing that we don't hear addressed in the media is, in order for diplomacy to work, the United States has to have credibility, and we need to be trustworthy. Now, we can go through the last three administrations. You know, you start with a lack of support for the rebels that were fighting Assad. Then we go into the Trump administration, where we pull out of the Iran nuclear deal. Then you look at how we, you know, didn't back up the Kurds. We kind of let them get slaughtered by the Turks after they were fighting ISIS for us on our behalf. And then, you know, now, you know, we're here in Ukraine, and we gave them assurances, the United States and NATO did, when they got rid of their nuclear arsenal in 1994. So to me, you know, not providing air support, whether it's through Poland, if we don't have the stomach to do it directly, or actually intervening, it speaks to a credibility issue. You know, is the United States' word good? Is NATO's word good? And if it's not, isn't that going to lead to a nuclear buildup of all these countries that think they need a nuclear arsenal to be protected from aggression? But I don't hear any of this in the media, any of the networks.
Well, Robert, let me ask you this. Do you think that our allies in Europe are concerned about Tony Blinken's past at this time, considering what's going on?
I don't know if they're even aware of it, much less concerned. But when I see the United States intervening to block, you know, basically fighter jets to go to Ukraine, they have pilots ready to go. We know this invasion could be wrapped up rather quickly if they had some form of air support. We seem to not have the stomach for it.
Yeah, we don't really know that. You know, what would Putin's response be? And at the beginning of the first hour, the beginning of the last hour, we talked about that piece where it said that Joe Biden is the one answering this 3 a.m. phone call. And we're pretty lucky to have him there. There may be things that we're not even aware of. But if we did give Ukraine those fighter jets, for one thing, how would we even get them into the country without them getting blown out of the sky first thing? I don't know. I mean, that's all beyond what you and I know.
Yeah, I just want to say two things. The jets are in Poland already. We have strategic assets all over the world. This argument that it's going to lead to nuclear war is completely irrational. So we let Putin take Ukraine, And then what do we do in 2 weeks when he wakes up and says, well, I want Poland now. I'm going to use nukes if you don't let me have it. I mean, that's where it leads you to.
And I don't think anybody is saying that we're going to let him have Ukraine. And most importantly, the Ukrainians aren't saying that, but I don't think we're saying that. I don't think anyone is saying that. So I don't think we're there yet. And how do we know what Putin's response is going to be? I mean, is he doing things that a sane man would do?
Well, clearly he's not. But then the question is, how many women and children need to be slaughtered before the world acts? I mean, you know, your credibility, your trustworthiness, your word as a nation or as NATO has to mean something. Otherwise, diplomacy will never work because they'll know it's a hollow threat that you're going to come to the aid of someone under Article 5.
Those are all good points, Robert. Those are all great points. I always appreciate your call. Thank you for calling. Hey, speaking of great points, let's go to CJ in Madison. CJ, what do you have to say today?
Good morning, Stu. Well, I agree with a lot of what the previous caller said. You spoke of a left-wing rag, The Atlantic, previously. And if this is success, I would hate to see failure. We're living in an age where we're not safe with a Democratic president, period. 13 soldiers' families would probably have testified to that after they lost their life with this commander cut and run in Afghanistan.
Hey, CJ, let me stop you for a second. Did you call The Atlantic a left-wing rag? Is that what you said?
Yes, I did, because that's exactly what it is. If they call this success, this in Ukraine is a success to you, Stu?
Well, it's not a success yet, but I think it's going better than most people thought it was. And
oh, really? I thought diplomacy was going to stop him. This candidate, your candidate, was going to go toe-to-toe with Putin, and he was afraid of him. Well,
all right.
I got to tell you, Putin's laughing. He watched the way he handled Afghanistan.
All right. CJ, thanks for the call, brother, but I don't think Putin's laughing right now. I don't think he's laughing at all. I think he, like most people around the world, are surprised by what's happened since he invaded Ukraine. I think that he's surprised by seeing the Ukrainian people stand up and seeing women pick up arms to fight his soldiers, not to mention all the men picking up arms to fight his soldiers, and the ways that they've done it. Many of these people that are fighting back aren't even trained people. They're cobbling together anti-tank, I don't know what you call these things, but they're putting things in the streets to stop the tanks from coming in. They're setting up barricades all around their cities. I think everyone's kind of surprised by the response of the Ukrainians. But CJ, as always, thanks for your call, brother. Hey, we're going to take another break here real quick, and then we'll be back and finish up this piece. You are tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct.
Your life.